a partly cloudy sky we'll go with, or should we go with partly sunny?
Let's do partly sunny.
Okay, let's do
is
it.
Is your glass let's half full or
yep,
half empty?
That, well,
is that how it goes?
it's kind of how I judge people nowadays. Yeah. Is your glass half full?
I think most
people wear that right here on their sleeve.
They do. Right they do. But whenever I'm here, it's always a good day to be in Litchfield.
It is. It is.
Yes, we love people coming. And this time of the year... Mm-hmm. is probably one of my favorite times to be talking about shopping and shop
oh,
local.
Sure. So, yeah, absolutely.
And speaking of local, we have a local bank that is one of my favorites. I have to say one of my favorites. The chamber director always has to be in the middle, and we have a lot of great banks in town that some are local, some are corporate, but we love Center Bank at this point. And so we have Al Leisman with us.
We do.
Good morning.
President of Center, I almost said it, Center National. Let's talk about that first.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Center Bank.
Yeah, I think people got the impression that Center National Bank was meant that we were a national bank. We had banks everywhere in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think we just made it simpler and just changed the name to Center Bank. Most people call us Center Bank.
Anyway,
yeah. Most people in the community, we kind of went, well, what do people call us in the community?
Yep.
Center Bank.
Yeah.
Okay, then that's what we'll make it.
Right. And you do have a couple other locations.
Yes, we have a location in Plymouth, Minnesota, and Chaska, Minnesota. So we have three locations total.
Right, yeah. But right now, you have some exciting things going on at the bank. So tell us about that.
We do. I guess the first thing I'd talk about is the Community Impact Month that we do through the Minnesota Bankers Association. Mm-hmm. In 2018, we decided locally here that we would make this a bigger part of our bank, and we would get the T-shirts and represent ourselves and do something fun and try and... raise some money through the community and to give back to the community.
Sure. Oh, cool.
And so we started out with the Litchfield Youth Baseball Association. They needed new scoreboards.
Mm-hmm.
And so we raised $3,280 back in 2018. And we thought, my gosh, $3,280 isn't bad.
That's pretty good.
For a little hamburger feed or whatever we were doing.
That's right.
And so we continued that each year. And since 2018 to present, we've raised $35,616.
Wow.
And I guess I shouldn't say we. I should say the community has donated that amount of money for this fundraiser. I mean, we put this thing on and we work back there. We cook hamburgers. But it's the community that comes out and donates all this money to buy those hamburgers and give back to the community.
Yeah.
So, and you don't have to be a customer of Center Bank to do that. You can be anybody in the community to do that. Yeah. We don't care.
It's just that Center Bank is the worker.
Yeah, we're the worker bees trying to raise as much as we can. And each year we take applications for who might want be the recipient of those funds. We've had... Winter Wonderland program through UCAP. We've had Litchfield Rescue Squad, Litchfield Baseball Association. We've had Meeker County Sheriff's Department this year.
Sure.
So, and then we also, this year, we expanded into our Plymouth and Chaska offices also doing the same thing at their locations. So in Chaska, something called the... Feed My Starving Children.
We did it for that cause
in Chaska.
Okay.
And then in Plymouth, we did, every third Saturday, it's called. It's a program for veterans where they can come in every third Saturday and get free meal and look at clothes that were donated and different things. So they donated $2,750 to that cause in Plymouth.
Good.
So both Chaska and Plymouth are now on as of 2023 to come up with their community causes and do stuff in their communities too. So, it's been very successful. We want to continue to do that here in Litchfield. And like I said, it's because the community that comes out and takes part in this It depends upon what the cause is, obviously. People say, well, what's the cause? And we want it to be a cause that's very needy.
Right.
The year we did the rescue squad defibrillators, I think it was, you know, ended up being $10,333.
Wow. Okay.
Because there isn't many people in Litchfield that could say they don't want to donate to the rescue squad. You know,
that's right.
We might need them someday.
Yeah, someday.
Yeah.
They may need it, but that's wonderful. And it's great just to give back to the community.
Right.
So we appreciate you doing that.
There's a lot that goes on within the bank in regard to teamwork and character building and, you know, integrity and our core values that play into let's make this fun and let's do it, you know.
Yeah,
so it does something for us too. We get that out of it, and that's a good thing. Yeah. So
I do remember this summer, Center Bank was a key volunteer group for the state baseball tournament.
Yeah.
And that was because I was trying to find volunteers for everything for the Baseball Association. And it was just wonderful when Don Jansen said to me, put Center Bank down as the beer tent. And, you know, we only needed, I think, maybe 10 or 12 extra people besides all of your employees.
Yeah, I don't know if we knew what we were signing up for.
Now you're saying, whoa, that was
I mean, that was quite the feat.
Yes.
But it really, again, played into everybody, you know, volunteering in the community. And what a fun place to be, but the beer tent at the state tournament. I mean, where else would you want to be if you're working?
In the hot weather that we did have a couple of weekends. So
That was really a wonderful event for our town.
Absolutely. Uh-huh.
Just amazing.
Yep. It really was. I know somebody said to me, not to distract, but somebody said to me, so what are the dates for next year for that tournament? I said, I think you better check with the Baseball Association if they've recovered from this year to be able to do again. But,
but
we thank Center Bank for everything that you've done. And I know you've got another project you're working on.
I do.
Right,
I want to mention our 34th annual Center Bank Toy Drive. For the kids in our community. This is not part of Toys for Tots. It's a run through the United Community Action Program.
Yep.
Sometime we may call it Toys for Tots or Toys for Kids or, you know, our kids' toy drive. The reason we run it through United Community Action Partnership is because we want our toys to stay in Meeker County. If you're going to donate toys locally to Center Bank, we want those toys distributed throughout our county, not to go into, you know, other counties that may not have donated. Yeah, so we have a date as you can donate toys between now through Wednesday, December 23rd or 13th.
13th.
Okay.
Yep.
December. So that's coming up. So
yes.
we need to get on the ball there and get the toys purchased and bring them in. You can drop them off at our bank from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday or from 9 till noon on Saturdays. Just knock on the door. It's locked. The lobby's locked. The drive-up's open. But just knock on the door. Somebody will open the door on Saturday mornings.
Okay.
So we have, in the past 33 years, we have served over 17,000 children in Meeker County with toys. So,
that's wonderful.
Yeah. I have some gift suggestions here from infant up to 16-year-old is what we're looking for. So you don't have to go heavy into electronics or anything like that. We prefer the toys to be unwrapped.
Okay.
Things like rattles, books, board games, coloring books, basketballs, baseballs, baseball gloves, trikes, footballs, wagons, tractors, Barbies, sleeping bags, tents, purses, backpacks, bikes, baby toys, curling irons, soccer balls, fishing equipment, anything that you can think of. You don't have to spend a ton of money.
No, you don't.
Just draw, you know, just whatever you can muster up for a toy. Some little kid is going to really appreciate that. Mm-hmm. We also take monetary donations. If you just want to say, well, here's $20 or $10 or $5 or $50, whatever you want to do, Center Bank will match up to $1,000. So we always kick in $1,000 for the toy drive to match funds. So I encourage everybody to think about that right now. It's that time of year where we take, maybe some of us, me in particular, and take for granted that everyone has the ability to go buy Christmas gifts. But that's not true. There's a lot of people who just don't have that kind of disposable income to provide for their kids. So you have an opportunity, if you're one of those fortunate people that can spare a little cash and a little time, to make a donation. It would be really appreciated. I'm sure the family that gets it will really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
So yeah. I appreciate you guys having us on here to talk about it too.
Yeah. It's always good to remind everyone of different programs like this, like you say, for those that are able to go out and do find a gift. Yeah, we take it for granted sometimes. So
yeah, good. Yeah. So if you can find it in your heart between now and December 13th to do that, we would really appreciate it. It's been a success, and we want to keep it that way.
Right.
So
now I know you always have an open house around the holidays. Are you doing that this year?
We're not doing that this year. Okay. We didn't do it last year either.
Okay.
We usually had the choir come in and perform a few songs, but the attendance kept dropping and dropping, and it was weather dependent, and it gets pretty cold out, and you know, we used to have you know, a few more people attend than we have in the recent years, and kind of dropped off. So, but we're gonna put some cookies out one day and some coffee and cider.
So stop in several times.
Yeah, just to check
see
it out.
When the cookies and cider are there.
The bank is in full decor right now.
Yeah.
So it looks absolutely wonderful in there.
Good.
And so, and we are competing for the exterior of the bank to be judged.
Yeah.
So,
you might throw that one in too.
Yeah, I can't compete with Dave Caesar, but.
But who can?
Yeah.
Poor Dave Caesar. We put him all in a category of his own.
Yeah, he deserves to be in a category of his own.
So we let him be with that category. But it's exciting. So drive by Center Bank and see they have a great display. And I will say, they were number one last year, so I think they're trying to compete and make sure that they can keep that trusted trophy.
Sure, why not?
It must be really fabulous.
It is fabulous, and you know what? You can see the three trophies that are on display in the chamber window.
Oh, okay.
So Janae decorated our place as well, and the three trophies are in our window, so stop by and see those.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. What's going on in your world?
You know, I wanted to do two things. First of all, thank everyone that came out last Friday night. We had a great night in Central Park. Light up the park, light up Litchfield. Our committee has worked really hard. We're going to meet on Thursday and write down what went well. Ooh, what do we need to do different for next year? We do know that we have a little problem with the lights, and they may not all be on yet. We're trying to work through this with the city, and Randy Grossgrates is just a wonderful electrician, so he is off a couple days, so bear with us, but hopefully by tomorrow night everything should be on when it's supposed to be on. So but we had a great night. Santa and Mrs. Claus were there. They found some time to drop by. We had families. We had kids. We had, I believe she's 96 years old, a lady that was out there all bundled up, and her daughter brought her out. It was great to see her, a good friend of our families, and it was just fun to have everybody out. So now our next venture is called the 12 Days of Giving.
Okay.
The Chamber Board this year, as most people know, we've had things such as jingle bells, we've had snowflakes, keep the cheer here. We've done all kinds of programs for getting people out shopping in the community. This year, our board has felt very generous because, again, the community, as Al has said, the community has been very generous back to us, our business community, and everyone. We've decided that instead of having little cards to keep track of and doing a drawing, we are going to be giving out over $2,000 worth of gift cards during our 12 days of giving.
Okay.
So that means that you need to shop in Litchfield December 4th through the 15th.
Okay.
And our board members are going to be out. We will have an ad starting probably tomorrow on the radio for this. But we're going to have our board members out, and Janae and myself, handing out gift cards while you're shopping.
Very good.
And we have, I think there was about 20 different businesses, retail businesses, restaurants, that are chamber members that we are going to be giving gift cards from.
Very fun.
And it was all money that, as I said in the beginning, the businesses have been so good to the chamber this year. We decided to go out and buy some gift cards from these different businesses. And those are the gift cards that we'll be giving out. Cool. So they'll range anywhere from $10 to $25.
Okay.
Very good. So we're pretty excited about that. So we will watch for more information about that.
Okay.
If you have any questions, you can give us a call, 693-8184, judy@litch.com or janae@litch.com. Okay. Watch our Facebook page, watch litch.com.
Yeah, very good. Well, Leastman, I know people can bank by going on their computer.
Absolutely.
And what would the website be? Do you remember? I don't want to put you in the spot here.
CenterNationalBank.com.
There you go.
There you go.
I didn't want to put him on the spot.
693-3255.
That's right.
I've called the number several times lately, so I've got that one in my head.
In today's world, most of our customers do bank online.
I'm sure.
They look at their accounts on their phone, and they transfer money, and they make sure they have everything. Yeah, they do everything on their phone.
Yep, I know we do, so that's just the way it goes.
Yeah.
So, very good.
Good.
All right, Al, thanks for coming in today. Yeah, we appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And Judy, thanks for being here.
You bet. I'll see you next Tuesday.
All right, there's your Chamber Chat here on KLFT.